Tuesday night began the second half of the regular season for Scott City as they headed to Hugoton to take on the Eagles. The girls' game, Lady Beavers started out a little slow and a little sluggish there after the trip. They trailed 9-3 in the first quarter. We get to within two at the end of one and would end up tying early in the second. Hugoton would go up by 16-13 with about 4 minutes to go in the first half. And then the Lady Beavers really took over the final 3 minutes of the first half, closing on an 11-2 run and led 24-18 at the break. They would expand their lead in the third quarter thanks to a 9-0 run. We lead by 12 going in the fourth quarter and used an 11-0 run in the fourth quarter and ended up winning 50-30. Scott City Lady Beavers led by as many as 22 in that second half and really put the clamps down on the defense in that second half as they came out of here with their second straight win, the first win or first time they've won back-to-back games in Hugoton since 2018 and 2019. Lady Beavers had 18 for Megan Trout, which tied a career high. She's had back-to-back 18-point performances and 8 for Erica Felker. Scott City's now 7-5 on the year. They've won back-to-back games. Lady Eagles of Hugoton came in a little momentum, winning back-to-back games and fifth-place finish at Sterling over the weekend. They see their two-game win streak come to an end as they dropped to 4-7. Abby Slocum led the Lady Eagles with 14 points. As Scott City is now 7-5 on the year. They have Cimarron at home on Friday. It was a good second half for the Lady Beavers as they were able to pull away with a 20-point win.